clearly made the defensive line a priority, as you always do. Can you explain the decision to let Bo and Vinny go and to bring in Bennett and Nana?
Yeah, I think the first part about it is, Bo and Vinny are huge parts of our football team, of our championship team, and great character guys. Hard to lose those guys. Both of them were guys that we were in talks about keeping. Wish them well. Same opportunity. They both get the same opportunity in Tampa. But it's hard to keep everyone. And for us, we're trying to fit the piece of the puzzle, not only this year, but going forward. And listen, it's obvious. We got 6 picks this year. We're trying to get more picks as we go forward the next couple of years because we have a lot of guys under contract, a lot of guys making money. So as we looked at 2018, 2019, and even peaking at 2020, we're trying to figure out how we can be a really good team in the short term and then in the long term. So some of those are commitments that you have past 2018 and how you balance those two things out.
Howie Nelson signed because he felt that he was going to have a significant role in the defense, and with Jordan Hicks in place and Radom, of course, in place, he also said that he's playing the will position.
Right.
So do you agree with the assessment that he will have a significant role, and then where does that leave Marcus Henderson?
Oh, that's about competition. We don't promise any player a specific role. We promise that we'll be open towards competition. And so, Brett told me kind of what he said. I didn't watch the whole press conference, but he came here because he will have an opportunity to play, because everyone who comes here has an opportunity to compete and play. What was the second part of the question, Jim?
Where does that leave Michael Kendricks?
Well, Michael Kendricks is under contract. He played well for us last year. These are questions that we go into every year, I feel like, Michael Kendricks. So nothing's changed in regards to Michael's status.
Howie, where are you in the process of finding out more about what happened with Michael Bennett in the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think first, Sal, when we bring a player into Philadelphia, we do a lot of background on that player. And we feel like we have the best security director in the National Football League. We've talked about Dom DeSandro a lot. We also speak to our players. We speak to people who are with this person. We do a lot of background on people. So for us, fit is very important, because obviously fit was a big reason that we won last year. So we're not doing anything where, we're doing it nonchalant. In terms of the information, we're continuing to gather information as we get it. I think that more information will continue to come. Obviously, there was a change in his representation over the last 48 hours. I don't want to talk about an ongoing legal matter, but I just kind of giving you some background about where we were and how we do our process when we bring people in.
Can you answer the question of whether or not you were surprised to find out about what happened?
I would say we did not know about it before Friday.
Is that something when you are on the phone making a trade for a guy and you have relationships with all these other GMs, that if somebody else knew that, it would get disclosed, or you would discuss it?
Yeah, I want to be clear. Like, there's probably not a person, and I'm going to put him on the same ground as a bunch of people, that we trust more than John Schneider and the Seahawks. So there is nothing that we feel like they did wrong, or there's any blame in this matter. I just, it's a unique circumstance, and we'll deal with it as we go forward.
Have you been able to talk to Michael? Would you have made the trade?
We have talked to Michael. We're obviously in constant communication with our players when they're going through things. So.
Had you known about it, would you have made the trade?
Had known about what? I don't know. I think we're in a great country. And in this country, people are presumed innocent. And I think we got to be fair about that in all these matters. I don't think it's fair in any situation to not give people the right to present their side. And so, I don't want to get into this, but our overriding philosophy on things are people are innocent until proven guilty.
When you did your background work on Michael, what did you find out about him?
Yeah, a lot of what we do, and this starts with Coach Peterson, is we give our players ownership. And so we talk to our players about players we're going to bring in, whether that's Mike Bennett, whether that's Michael Wallace. And so we did that with a lot of our players who played with him, players who've been around him. And what we found out is that he's a good teammate, and they like playing with him. And some of our players have been with him in the Pro Bowl. Some of our players had trained with him. And, we rely on information like that. And obviously he came to our facility, and we had a chance to sit down with him and talk to him. And, again, we have relationships with teams. When we make trades, we're very transparent about the players that we trade to other teams, good and bad. It's the same thing that goes on in this league, because – You know, you're talking about people, we're dealing with these same teams. You know, it's not like we're dealing with 150 different teams. We're dealing with the same people over and over again, and I think that's one of the good things about the fraternity and the National Football League.
When you spoke with Michael about this, did you ask him why you didn't learn about this until Friday?
Yeah, I don't want to go into specifics without our conversations with our players about anything. You know, I think that's an important part of our relationship.
What was your reaction, Howie, when you heard about the alleged incident?
I don't really remember my specific reaction to anything. You know, I remember my reaction when we won the Super Bowl, that the 13 seconds to go wasn't a good look for me, so I was much better. I wish they showed me after the 13 seconds.
Is there any kind of recourse in
I'm done commenting on Michael Bennett's situation at this time.
What's your plan at tight end?
Our plan at tight end is, we feel like we have a Pro Bowl player who's our starter. We've brought in some young players at that position. Billy Brown, Adam Zaruba, Josh Perkins is a guy who's on the Falcons roster. We got a long way to go till we play our first game. And I think one of the things we could say to our fans is that we're not going to stop trying to improve this roster. And we're in March, right? Thank you. 26. March 26th. He wasn't prepared for that question. It's March 26th, and we're going to continue trying to find ways to improve this team. And, you know, where we are now doesn't necessarily mean where we'll end up.
For the players, the proposed new catch rule that the competition committee has come up with.
Yeah, you know, I think the playing group proposals are better for Coach to talk about because we rely on him, on his thoughts on those.
Howie, in Nada, Michael Bennett, Mike Wallace, mm-hmm. all three are over the age of 30. Mm-hmm. Is this a philosophical shift, and why go after players at that stage of their career?
Well, one, you're still looking for production, you know, and so when we're watching the tape on those guys, we're still looking for guys who are productive, and all three of those guys are extremely productive when you put on the tape. They also obviously have pedigree. I mean, they've won, and that's a big part of what we're trying to do is surround our team with guys who've won and at the same time have this chip on their shoulder to try to win again, because we talked about it when we were at the combine. We understand that it's hard to repeat. You have to add some guys with the same chip on their shoulders that we brought in last year. And we talk about kind of where we are not only at this minute, but what we're trying to do in not only 2018, but 19 and 20. And so we're not going to shy away from opportunities to get better in 2018. And at the same time, for some of those guys, it was an opportunity to maybe, you know, see what happens after they have another good year. So it was good fits on both sides on those guys that you talked
with
about.
With those aging veterans, how do you determine whether or not they still have the fire to really put in the work, not just show up for the game?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. You know, for us, these guys, we did a lot of homework on them, and talking to people who played with them, talking to people who possibly coached them, and just trying to find common ground in people who've been around them. And all three of those guys are competitive. They have a desire to win. They maybe in the past couple of years haven't won as much as they wanted to, so they still have this desire and this goal to kind of win again. You see that. You see that with our team too. You know, nobody's just sitting there and going, hey, we won one Super Bowl, let's mail it in 2018. But I think for us it goes back to the background and trying to figure out guys and who's going
to what is the best timetable to pick up play? And obviously you're going to add more players. Mm-hmm. Is it after June 1st or is it during training camp when you have found better opportunities to get those?
Is June 1st a date for any reason?
I put June 1st.
May 8th is when the date where the comp pick.
Okay, so that period of time. When do you – or do you wait till training camp?
Yeah, for us, it's constant. You know, we're here. If there's an opportunity to improve our team, we're going to look at it. It's got to be constant. But I think what we've shown is that if there's an opportunity, whether it's today or in June or in August or at the trade deadline, we're going to try to be aggressive to do what's right for our team.
Howie, you said at the combine that Brandon Graham deserved an opportunity to make more money. Mm-hmm. Where is he? Is he a priority in terms of the contract, getting a new contract?
Yeah, I don't want to go into specifics. Again, that goes to our conversations with our players. You know, what I was saying is Brandon is a hugely valuable part of our team. Obviously, he's in the last year of his deal, and he's been one of the most productive players at his position. So, he deserves whatever he can get. At the same time, you know, we have a cap, and we're trying to fit everyone in. We're trying to fit as many good players, you know. We went through this yesterday a little bit. We were talking about we have a lot of players who are under contract, not only for 2018, 2019, but when we get into the 2020s. And they're good players, and we want to keep as many of them around as possible and add players on top of it. So, you know, that's a challenge. That's the puzzle that we're trying to figure out. But it's a good problem to have.
And speaking about players that are still here, Nick Foles, what type of...
There's got to be a better way than...
What type of trade offers were there? Did teams show interest in him? And why would you say he's still on the team?
Yeah, he's still on the team because he's an incredibly valuable player to the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, when you talk about that position and what's gone on, you've seen in the free agent market, you've seen it in the trade market. You know, we're in the business of making sure we get the right value for the player. And what our value is for the player is going to stick. You know, we make those decisions before we get into the time period where you can make moves, not just on Nick, but other players on our team. And we feel very confident about what his value is to our football team and really throughout the rest of the league. And there is obviously interest in Nick Foles because Nick Foles has been tremendously productive in a Philadelphia Eagles uniform. And so did I answer your question, Zach?
Well, so did teams call and it was a matter of the price wasn't hit or was it a situation where you were not willing to give him up?
Well, I would say, one, I don't want to get into conversations about what other teams have done or not done. That's not for me to say. But there's definitely interest in really good players at that position in this league. And at the same time, we're not in the business of just trying to give away. So what the value is to someone else and the value of certain – let me say it better. You know, when you talk about certain rounds, there's a percentage of hitting on guys. We know what we have. And that allows us the ability to feel very good about the most important position in sports. And so for us to get rid of something like that, that's going to be a high price tag.
Can you confirm that Chris Long has agreed to a deal last week?
What did Brett say? I think that's the most important part.
Oh, okay. Can you confirm that Chris Long has agreed to your new deal to come back to the Eagles?
Confirm.
Was it hard to talk him into? It seemed like he wavered.
You'd have to ask Chris. Chris is a hugely important part of our team, and I think sometimes there's this perception that Chris is a hugely important part of the team because of what he does off the field, which is a big part of Chris Long. He's an unbelievable teammate, but Chris Long is really productive. And when you go back and you watch our games against some of the best teams in football and in the NFC. I mean, you look at the Rams game, you look at the Falcons game, you look at the Vikings game, you look at the Super Bowl, the guy is getting consistent pressure on the quarterback. So confirmed. And my little
thing.
How
about Daryl Worley? Doug said that Carson is ahead of schedule. Is that the way that you see it and what you see from him on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, my answer is I agree with whatever Doug says. I do see it the same way as him. Other than that, you know, I'm not going to get into kind of the rehab of our players and timetables on our players. The most important thing is to make sure all of those guys, you know, it's not the Fab Five at Michigan anymore. It's like the Fab Six, that those guys in the training room, you know, they're back and they're helping our team in 2018. And they got huge chips on their shoulders, their collective shoulders.
If I could just follow up on the full, did he ask you guys if he could have the opportunity to start, like, to trade him and have the opportunity to start somewhere else?
I'm going to follow up on my answer where I say we don't talk about our conversations with our players. You know, I'm not saying yes or no, but that's going to always be my answer about contracts. That's going to be about personal conversations with our players. That's going to be about anything we discuss. That's our conversations.
A couple years ago, you guys were opportunistic and traded Sam after – you know, a long period of time. Is that still a possibility with Nick if the opportunity arose?
I'd say that's a possibility with anyone on our team. You know, we're going to do what's in the best interest of the Eagles. I don't want this to be about just Nick, but anything that can make us better at any time of the year, we have to look at. We had one more question.
Yeah.
I'll just
answer
the one question.
Daryl Worley, what was it about him that made you want to trade for him, and how do you see him fitting into the cornerback situation?
Yeah, I think that's to be determined. I mean, we got a bunch of young players at the cornerback position, which is really exciting, and what the roles specifically will be, we have enough time to kind of figure that out. We did a lot of work on Daryl coming out of college. He was a consideration for us at the point in time we were picking that third round. Carolina jumped up, took him two spots ahead of us. Not saying we would have picked him there, but he was in that mix of guys we were looking at that spot. So we felt like we knew him well. We followed up and did a bunch of work on him when this was a possibility. And we just thought it was a good trade for both teams. You know, Carolina was looking for something specifically, and we're looking to add, you know, more young players to our defensive backfield.
Thank you.